The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Brandon Ayuk, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Podcast, brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, joined by Byron Lambert in this episode of the pod. We'll be the waiver wire edition for week 5, and it's brought to you by MyBookie.ag, where if you deposit now at MyBookie.ag with promo code ROSTER, R-O-S-T-E-R, you'll get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Byron, if you have a $1,000 budget this week, are you going to spend it all on the waiver wire? What do you think, man? What kind of week is this, brother?
I would if I needed Josh Kelly and he was somehow still available.
Yeah.
That's probably not likely in super competitive leagues, but, per ownership, global ownership percentages, like he's still out there in enough leagues that he had to make the sheet. He's just too important of a player. Like, even though it may be not a season-long play, and I know that there's a little bit of concern that maybe Justin Jackson also bites into this. I mean, I just think that if you need running back help or you're desperate to fill like a flex spot with a really good player for the next 4 to 6 weeks so you could try to win and stay competitive, I mean, to me, it's very close to potentially an all-in move. I mean, I think you can kind of hope, you know, you want to get him for as little as possible. You're going to have to understand the temperature of your league. But, I mean, Josh Kelly, pretty sure people are going to blow their free agent budget wads on him if he's still available this week.
Josh Kelly shouldn't be available in your league. he should have been drafted. But it's just, you know, that just goes to show, man. That goes to show, you know, how many leagues is he available in? Is he available in, I mean, you do it on like 40%, something like that? Or did you just want to get him on there just in case? Some of these leagues are smaller. Is that
and I've been looking at ownership percentages from other platforms now too, and it's just there's a little bit of variance. And when there's a guy like this that, you know, even in some of these formats, he's out there and, you know, 35% for 40% of leagues in some formats, just had to make sure he goes on.
I was curious about what you thought about the fact that Anthony Lynn is, well, for one, what do you think about the fact that, do you think Austin Ekeler, how long is he out, do you think? Because it feels like he's probably, it's like they talk about a hamstring tear, a significant sprain, all this stuff. Adam Schefter says, like, you know, they're hoping they can get him back this year. And stuff. I think this could be kind of long-term deal for Ekeler. And my question is, where does – I'm literally trying to look at the sheet. This first time I looked at it, like, you, so you're not into Justin Jackson at all. Is that the deal? Or you're just not into him? So, like, he had a pretty good all-purpose skill set at Northwestern.
Don't think you're bidding more than, like, kind of the, what I've set the minimum tier at this week on him. I mean, maybe you can, but I mean, he had what, 20 yards last week and
40% of snaps though. Joshua Kelly fumbled twice in a, you know, he fumbled last week and he fumbled this week. I'm looking at what,
and I just see how many other players are available potentially at the position too. And just to me, it's, you know, if you want to go in a little more on Justin Jackson, I just say buyer beware, but you know, I would get it. I think that's a guy that if you can, you play it prudent with, but if you're desperate, I would certainly understand.
I'm just looking. I pulled up my transcript here from the great PFWA writers that have the transcripts from at the combine, and my question to Anthony Lynn about Justin Jackson, what he's seen from him, what he sees in the future. He says, Justin's a good 1-2 punch. Before Melvin came back, Justin was running the ball and doing a good job. He probably has the best instincts in the backfield right now. I have a lot of confidence in Justin. He's just got to stay healthy. And so, I mean, that's what they could tell us, right? With their mouths, right? Well, they told us with their actions, which was more important, is that they went and got Josh Kelly. So it's like,
and played him like, and he took that spot on the depth chart immediately.
Yeah.
It's the number 20 matchup of the week on the matchup tool at New Orleans on the fast track. And what projects to be a higher scoring game. That feels like a Josh Kelly to me, more than it feels like a Justin Jackson.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. I'm looking here and I'm beginning to wonder, like with Devontae Freeman, I want to look at his snap counts again and stuff. Well, are you like, maybe this is the week because they're playing Dallas. They have Dallas, right? I think that's what I saw when I made the matchup tool. New York Giants, yeah, at Dallas. So really good matchup for quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tight ends. Dallas is so far not necessarily the best for opposing runners, but it's middling. It's nothing that you would run away from. What is it about Devontae? I mean, 54%. That offense is just so bad. It still feels to me like it's a three-headed monster. What do you have to do to be able to go after Devontae Freeman? I think there's some other guys in this tier. And as always, the tiers that Byron makes at the tiers, they have a salary. You're not a salary, but just a budget that you should spend on them. And some of these guys that are in the same tier as Devontae Freeman, I certainly like better. What is it that you like about Devontae though, to have him in this tier? It's just because he's going to have to eventually be the one there. And this offense has to eventually get better. The schedules have to eventually lighten up. That could start this week. I've already heard people, on Twitter talk about how this could be sort of a bounce back week for Daniel Jones, maybe a dude who you can stream. What do you think? What are your thoughts on Devontae Freeman now that he's a Giant and sort of looking like he's – I mean, this committee was 54% Freeman, 31% Deion Lewis, and 15% Wayne Gallman last week.
Yeah, that's – I mean, to me, we don't have to eventually have to wait for anything. Like, pretty clear that Devontae Freeman already taken the lead. If you watch the game, he looked pretty good. We'll see how long he can have that much pop to his step, but he definitely looked like the better player. And – pretty obvious that it's headed towards him being the lead guy, Alex. So I think these other guys are no good. Deion Lewis got the snap count, but only three touches. He's totally faded. And I mean, we know what Gallman is at this point. I mean, he's just a utility player. He's an ancillary player they put in when they need to. He got a few more touches, but 15% snap count. So I think it's hard to make an argument that either Deion Lewis or Wayne Gallman are relevant at this point. And like you said, we get a little relief on the schedule this week against Dallas. And I just think Freeman looks pretty good. And I mean, people need running backs, man. I mean, Nick Chubb just went down. Austin Eckler went down. I mean, all the running backs have just been blown the hell up, man. So I think it's going to force people to look at Devontae Freeman. I mean, people went in real strong on Freeman a couple weeks
ago. Oh, yeah, but I get it. I mean, I thought he was worth like a 50% budget bid whenever he, but it's just like the offense has been so much worse. This was the first week that he actually started to look kind of good and where he sort of separated himself. I'm like, all right, that kind of reminds me of the old Free, right? So I think it's fine. I was curious about just how you were valuing him and, if you like, why you put him in, because here's the thing. What I find interesting? I think Nick Chubb's going to be out for like 6 weeks. And I think let me just pull the snap counts up so I can just look and see what D'Ernest Johnson had here this week. Only 23% of snaps, but 95 yards on 13 touches. Now that could have had to do with the fact, they're playing playing Dallas, which is the matchup that we were talking about earlier for Devontae Freeman this next week. Do you did you take into consideration for that that Kareem Hunt, he was questionable coming into that game last week and he looked fine, but I think that was that a hamstring or a groin? It was one of the two. And those are the kinds of things that they definitely spell these guys with. We've seen that Stefanski, even when he has two players who are like take Dalvin and Madison, right? Even when there was one player like Madison, who's clearly nowhere near as good as Dalvin, he still had two guys running it, right? Madison would still get in there. He would still get action. I think D'Ernest Johnson could sort of be, have a Madison kind of maybe plus role if Kareem Hunt's a little bit banged up during this time. And we know that that's a team that really wants to run. And boy, if anything were to happen to Kareem Hunt, you know what I mean? If anything were to happen to Hunt, then all of a sudden it's just Yahtzee. It's wheels up with D'Ernest Johnson. What do you have on him?
Well, I think it's already impressive that D'Ernest Johnson, makes one of the highest tiers on the sheet. And like you said, it's a tier, so people have some liberty to sort through these as they'd like. I mean, that's what the tier is supposed to indicate. My feeling, Alex, is everything you said makes sense and is possibly true. And that's why this is the first time in our lives that we've ever seen D'Ernest Johnson this high on the waiver wire cheat sheet.
It's the first time I've ever seen him on the cheat sheet.
I think if you look at the other guys in that area of the sheet, it's just, he's a lesser known commodity than those other fellas.
Right.
But you have some latitude there. If that's your guy, or dude, if you're a Kareem Hunt owner or something, I mean, I get it. I thought it was already, I had a lot of fun pushing him up this high.
We have a couple. Hey, what's up to everybody in the chat? Ronald Martinez, Alja, John Ryan, Revise. These guys are asking a couple questions. They have trade questions, and I don't want to get us too off track, but these are going to be easy ones to answer. This guy's talking about, and you, this is something I can't wait to hear your take on Jonathan Taylor for the trade cast, Byron. But he's asking, he would give up Jonathan Taylor and get back Eckler, Kelly, and Edmonds. Thoughts? There's no way.
I like Kelly as much or more than Taylor.
Really? You like Kelly as much? No, I would not give up JT for that. A hurt Austin Eckler.
Well, if you're a winning team, it depends on this guy's record. If he's I wouldn't do it if I was a losing team. I probably wouldn't even do it if I was a marginally, winning team. I probably if I'm undefeated, maybe if I'm 3-1, dude. If I'm 3-1, I think I have a good team. I mean, Jonathan, I know you love Jonathan Taylor. We both liked him pre-draft, but it hadn't been. You're not blown away by what's happened so far this season. That doesn't mean that it's not promising as we look ahead for him. But I mean, I think things are pretty promising looking ahead for Josh Kelly. I guess the problem you have on your hands then is you end up with Kelly and Eckler at the end of the season. What are you going to do when you have those two? I mean, that's the question. But if Eckler were to resume what he was doing the last few weeks when you got him back, then I don't know. If you're getting Chargers running game instead of Jay Taylor, and then who was he getting? Edmonds and
Edmonds.
And one other player, right?
Kelly, Edmonds, and the Chargers running game. Or Eckler.
Yeah.
Eckler, Kelly, Edmonds for JT.
Yeah, I don't think Edmonds moved the needle enough to do it.
So yeah.
I think you got to get somebody better than Edmonds to do that deal. But if you can, and you're going to actually start that player, and it's going to make your starting lineup more competitive this week and beyond, then I think that's actually fine. But you got to get somebody more relevant than Edmonds.
All right, this is getting cockamamie, man. We're getting too many trade questions, but we'll just answer the ones that I – should I trade away McKinnon? Yes, you should trade away McKinnon. But listen to the trade cast for how to do it. And this is Rafa Gonzalez is saying, should you trade away Gallup for A.J. Brown? I would trade away Gallup for A.J. Brown. I can't trust Michael Gallup week to week. Once A.J. Brown gets back, I'll have him locked in as a wide receiver 2/wide receiver 3.
I'm surprised that's really even available.
Yeah, me. Yeah, I can't believe it.
That's a rare, same intra-position trade that makes sense because it's, appears to be a clear winner.
I am. Do you know what? I am flabbergasted that speaking of Chase Edmonds, that you don't. That he's not up in the same tier as D'Ernest Johnson. Like I'm gobsmacked. I'm flabbergasted. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Go ahead and pay all the way up for Chase Edmonds if you'd like. I mean, you can definitely make an argument for that. You know, I don't know what to expect out of that running game. So
is Drake still hurt? What is wrong with him? My wife is mad at me for making her draft him in the second
round. I'm mad about it too, man. I'm mad about it too. You start to think like, you know, you're trying not to go crazy and break ADPs, but that's one of those ones.
I've always hated Kenyon Drake.
It's a projection in that offense. And fortunately, the only thing that's made that any better is that all the other guys in that round got injured. So, I mean, it's like nobody's really had great luck outside of the Aaron Jones owners. I think you can make a minor argument. If you got Miles Sanders, obviously, I think you're feeling good looking forward. That hadn't been great. If you got Carson around three, that feels good. But otherwise, dude, that everything from kind of mid first round through into second round running back has, if not been a disaster overall, been kind of lacking.
It's been a minefield to navigate. I mean, even Derrick Henry with losing this early game and that kind of, mixing, we had to wait for the explosion that we called. I'm sure you'll talk about what you're planning on doing with him in the trade cast. But I think that Edmonds, I got to own Chase Edmonds. So I like him. As anybody listening to this as a supplement to the cheat sheet over at rosterwatch.com, just on the ticker article, like I would have Edmonds up higher.
Are you
higher.
Him more than 10% for Chase Edmonds? And what's your intention? Is it because you're a Drake owner? Or is it because you think flex Chase Edmonds?
I don't think I want him if I'm a Drake owner.
So it's just, this is a stash just to see what happens.
I think he might
pay too much for those guys, but if you love him and you have a hunch, I think that's fine.
One guy that I would definitely pay more than. I mean, I think Chase Edmonds, I'd go like 15-20%, something like that. So maybe not. I don't know.
Make his own tier for him. You know what I mean?
I got it, but I mean, I would not have him in the same tier as Damian Harris. What did you just think about the way that he looked last night? And how much did you love having a doubleheader last night? I wish they had that every Monday. It'd be sick.
That's a long Monday night. It was enjoyable for sure this week. I think the key is that you got to get an early start on the first game, you know, kind of like week one. We've seen that over the years where they have the Monday night doubleheader. I thought Harris looks good. We'll see. I think he looks just exactly like I thought he looked coming out of college and exactly what I thought he looked like when I was at training camp. A good young player with a good amount of juice that has the three down chops. And, I don't know if he's a transcendent talent, but sometimes, man, some of these guys, like the sum of their parts when they actually get the opportunity on NFL team is more than like, you know, as you assess their individual qualities. He could be one of those guys. You know, my inclination is that he looks like a good young player, but I'm not ready to say he's, you know, looks like some elite prospect or anything like that. But, you know, clearly an exciting guy and a guy that's lived down in the bottom tier of the waiver wire cheat sheet for multiple weeks now. I told you to get on Damian Harris a couple weeks ago. Alex agreed and also said the sneaky guy was Miles Gaskin. And I think pretty quickly this, you guys have seen unfold here exactly what we've taught you from the outset of the season, is that your best strategy is to farm the guys from the bottom of this sheet while preserving your free agent budget and just groom these guys, because a lot of them are going to be breakout players that become far more valuable in a short amount of time on waivers and then, you know, thereby in trades as well. I mean, now Damian Harris is all of a sudden like, dude, that's an enticing trade piece if you wanted to put a deal together for some reason, you know, shipping him out. So, you know, even on that front, this makes a big difference.
It's interesting to see Zach Moss on here. Is he available in that many leagues? He sure as hell isn't available in any league that I'm in. And he was looking good, and he's a guy that they seem to have plans for. Another guy that the team has plans for, and explain to me what you think. Just tell me about Moss and explain to me what you think the difference is right now between wanting to own Malcolm Brown and wanting to own Cam Akers as far as the Rams backfield.
I just think Malcolm Brown has a clear role and you're betting more on the come with Akers, which I think is far from clear with the way that Sean McVay is going to, you know, appears to be handling thing and has had a little bit of a little bit of history handling things in recent years at the running back position. So to me, Brown is higher priority because he's in there and producing now, and he seems to be pretty much part of the game plan every week. You know, we'll see what happens when all three guys are healthy. I think Akers is just more of a stash, like obviously a more upside stash. So I, you know, like I said, I'd rather go after the guys on the bottom. So if I don't need Malcolm Brown, if he's not available in my league, like I'm more excited about maybe grabbing Cam Akers for a lower priority or for less free agent budget.
There are a couple of these other guys, like anybody that you wanted to hit on specifically at the running back before we move on to wideout?
No, I think there's like a lot of guys on there. I mean, our guy Keyshawn Vaughn is down there at the very bottom, and I think he's a guy that probably isn't going to amount to much with Fournette returning, but somehow Fournette ends up being an injury liability this year, I think we will see Vaughn, you know, get a chance. And I mean, they already got him pretty involved. I was surprised how much they got him involved in kind of key situations right out of the bat. So yeah, that's maybe a guy down the list to keep an eye out for.
If you guys in chat have any questions about players you should be dropping for some of these guys, you can load them up in the chat. And I have some that I've written down. I will add them to my list, and we will get to those at the very end of the podcast. Before we do that, though, let me tell you about MyBookie. It's fall, and in MyBookie, that can only mean one thing. It's winning season. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means free bets, super contests, Survivor, and more. At MyBookie, winning season is all about your chance to win big. Bet NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, UFC, and then some. The craziest sports fall of your lifetime is here. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Invest in your intuition. Select from hundreds of future bets, or you can bet home games in real time with MyBookie.ag's live betting. Put that big brain of yours to good use. Use promo code ROSTER, R-O-S-T-E-R, and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Thousands of cross-sport wagers, props, and parlays await. Sign up now to bet with the best and celebrate your victory. Your winning season begins today only at MyBookie. Then again, the offer is new customers receive 100% deposit match. So that means double your deposit up to $1,000. So if you put in $100, you get an extra $100 to play with. Only at MyBookie using promo code ROSTER. Okay. Let's get to the wide receiver position here. And at the very top of the sheet, I had to pull up that read, so I don't have the top of the sheet pulled up. Is T. Higgins at the top of the sheet? It's got to be T. Higgins.
And actually, after this sheet was created, there's been a little bit of news come in about Laviska Shenault, who's right up there too, that he's got maybe potentially a little bit of a hamstring injury. So something to watch out for if you're looking at going in on him up on this top tier. Obviously, he's lived at the top of the sheet for multiple weeks now. I think you guys saw last week, you know, this last week, exactly why he looks, you know, really good there. I think even if he has any kind of hamstring injury, and if it's not too severe, I think he's just still an important pickup on the season. He should be good, over the season, as long as he returns to health, you know, quickly. But that's a little note of some information that's kind of rolled in here, Alex, since we've posted the sheet.
Are these Saints guys really of the same priority of a Laviska Shenault, a T. Higgins, or a Brandon Ayuk? Just because once Michael Thomas gets back, those guys are all getting vaporized, just going straight to the trash heap, right back out the window, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, probably so. Okay. Probably so.
Yeah, I think I think more.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Relevant this last week, so we'll just, assuming Thomas is back, I think if he for some reason he's not back, then I think you could look at both those guys as a key play this week if you're in a pinch.
With some of these players a little bit lower down, I find interesting. It's funny that some of these guys are circulating, kind of they come in, you know, off and onto the sheet, or they become available due to ownership and stuff like that. And all of a sudden we were talking last week about a Henry Ruggs. Well, could you drop Henry Ruggs for a T. Higgins or something like that? And we're just like, well, probably at this point you could. Now you have guys like that back here on the sheet. I noticed Scotty Miller. It feels like – it doesn't seem like Tom Brady kind of likes that dude. And if Godwin stays banged up, I think that he's kind of an interesting pickup. Who does Tampa Bay have this week? I think I remember thinking about seeing his price somewhere.
Chicago this week.
Oh, so that probably wasn't it. What about the wide receivers? I think to me it's those rookies, man. It's Ayuk, it's Higgins, it is LaVisca. And LaVisca this week gets to come back to Texas to play Houston, who is just going to – I mean, that is a terrific matchup for the wide receiver that's not – because, Byron, you and I talked about Bradley Roby on the radio show. Who did Houston play this last week that got him fired? They got Bill O'Brien fired.
The Vikings.
My brain's so fried. Yeah, and we said, you know – it could be another Justin Jefferson game because you know they've been playing Thielen outside so much. Chad Beebe in the slot. Maybe we'll get Bradley Roby on Thielen. Maybe we'll get more Justin Jefferson. It could be that same sort of scenario this week, like the opposite Bradley Roby deal with LaVisca Chenault. So I think that just for the matchup this week, but we'll have to keep an eye on that hamstring or whatever it is that you said, you know, popped up right before we kind of came live here on the waiver wire stream. And, a really good way to be able to get that news and those notifications, even, you know, here during this, is if you have the Fantasy Life app. I'm sure that there will be a notification from there. But one of the smartest things you can do is download the Fantasy Life app. It's a free app. We use them for news alerts and for the community. The Fantasy Life app sends breaking news alerts faster than anyone else. They monitor thousands of reporters so you don't have to, and send important news as it breaks. You never miss a relevant injury, trade, or other update. The Fantasy Life app also has in-depth reports and on-demand advice from a massive community. Download the Fantasy Life app for iOS and iOS or Android at fantasylifeapp.com or just on your phone. Just search Fantasy Life in the App Store. That's what I did. I love the Fantasy Life app. We were doing some work with them. Byron said you should go download the app. I'm like, I'm not going to go download some goddamn app. I'm just not going to, you know, I have enough apps. I don't need it. I don't want to drag it down my phone. My speed. I don't want to add an app. My phone looks messy enough as it is. I love the Fantasy Life app. And so, look, you guys should go give it a try. If you don't like it, it's like Matt Berry says. If you don't like it, it's free. Just delete it. But you're gonna like it. So go get the Fantasy Life app. Anything else to say about these wide receivers, Byron? People can go and they can see it's a deep sheet this week, and it's kind of a weird week in that, you know, you're going to have to break the bank for Josh Kelly. And there are a couple of these running backs, in my estimation, Damian Harris, most of all, that you can really make a sturdy, sturdy bid on. I think that at the wide receiver spot, to me, it's T. Higgins looks good. And A.J. Green, actually, I'm going to add him to this list. What the fuck do you do with A.J. Green? But A.J. Green looks terrible and washed. It's what you talked about during the time when we were talking about the dynasty draft cheat sheet all the time after T. Higgins got drafted to the same team as Joe Burrow. You said, look, we need to make sure that we're high on Higgins. Even if we weren't as high on him as a prospect as others, where you were just super high on that situation and thought that it had to coalesce in some way. It feels like it's coalescing now with Higgins. It feels like that is the – it does. Doesn't it feel like Andy Dalton and A.J. Green? It feels like that to me. So
yeah, he looks good. I think the coaches know it, and you know the internal scouting staff knows it, and Burrow knows it. So that's a connection you like to see.
Yeah, I noticed that you. There's one guy on here that I'll talk to. Let's see. No, it looks like you have him on there. He's just super super low. I would have expected him a little bit higher. I would have probably had. A little higher here, but other than that, I think that these are all excellent pickups. You can go find it over at rosterwatch.com. Okay, what about here's my thing. I think that Dalton Schultz and Robert Tonyan both, you can go up to like 15 or 20% budget for if you need a tight end. Tight end is so bad, and Dalton Schultz looks like, I think with Tonyan it could be, what's that word that you say, Byron, when it's like a it's like eternal. what is it?
Ephemeral.
Ephemeral. It feels like we had the ephemeral Robert Tonyan experience last night. Yes. Jack Koff. He did.
What's that guy's name?
His name's Jack Koff. That's funny. Yes. Kelly did fumble. He's fumbled for 2 weeks in a row. So that's what I was mentioning to Byron. I think that Justin Jackson, if you can put in a small bid for him and nobody's going to be interested in your league, like I'll be putting in bids and a waiver priority for Justin Jackson in some of my leagues where I'm hard up at running back, because Josh Kelly just is simply not available. It felt like the ephemeral Robert Tonyan. It feels like that was very ephemeral. It feels like that doesn't happen if Davante Adams is there, but I did start him in my tight end premium dynasty league last night when I was down like 32 points. And I can't imagine the way that poor bastard that I went against felt after that guy just slams a 40 ball down on the table.
After you played Burkhead last week, man, you're on a roll with those.
Oh no. And I started Chase Edmonds this week in that same league I played Burkhead last week.
Well, sometimes it's the trash man rule. You're liberated. Liberated when you've got to just, you know, you're free to make whatever moves you kind of are forced to, you know, sometimes it really works out. You don't jam in the same guys in you feel married to every week.
Yeah. I feel like a real trash man, but that's just how injuries have gone in that one league this season. And, you know, even once I get these guys back, I don't like I've had injuries to two. No one wants to hear about my team, but even once I get Le'Veon Bell back, I don't even want to play him. You know, you end up getting that asshole in the fifth or sixth round. And it's like our boy, the Podfather says, man, the classic value trap. That's what that was with me and Le'Veon Bell. Dalton Schultz, though, does not feel ephemeral to me. He feels like a rock-solid pickup in a bad, bad year for tight ends. That's going to be a bad defense all year long. Prescott's connected with him. I think if I needed a tight end, I would make an aggressive play this week for Dalton Schultz. And I know that you always say that, you know, part of the cheat sheet, part of using – I mean, your waiver and your bid instructions are just a sort of a base to start from. It's like if you need him worse than what you're saying to bid on him for – You can go up from that level, correct?
I mean, I think there could be, you know, yeah, I think they could get a small bump. In theory, there could be. I think it's pretty evident here, the kind of the range of bids that we're showing for these guys if you look at the recommendation on the side of the sheet over here. But, I mean, I suppose there could be just a totally its own tier for maybe
Schultz and Tonya,
New Orleans receivers and Sammy Watkins, and maybe, you know, the Adrian Petersons, Malcolm Browns. You get your Tonyans and Schultz up there. You know, it's hard not to have Tonyan up there real high after the monster and a good snap count. And Aaron Rodgers just looking awesome. But it is a bye week for the Packers. And I do agree. I think Schultz feels rock solid on the season.
Yeah, I totally agree. We have a bunch of new people in the chat. This guy Victor Rogers, he's saying that he loves the Fantasy Life app. He says that World of Worlds was dope, but the fantasy one is kind of better. Yes, he did fumble on the goal line. These people are asking Tonyan over Hurst. Would you have Hayden Hurst over Tonyan if he was available? Maybe.
Probably. I'd probably have. I mean, yeah, probably. Yep.
This guy's asking if Kelly's worth his number one waiver priority. Of course, he's worth your number one waiver priority. Okay, that's in. Of course, I kind of said it under my breath because I just felt like, yeah, if you've listened to the show, it's like, yeah, man, he's worth a lot of fab money. He's certainly worth a number one waiver priority. He's the priority pickup of the week. Anything about quarterbacks or defenses before we talk about some of these guys that whether or not you would drop, et cetera?
I think you got a fair amount of decent quarterback options this week. I mean, just overall as a fan and a scout, super impressed with Herbert and the Chargers. I mean, that kid looks like a franchise changer. So not so much a fantasy comment there, but
did you expect this in your wildest dreams? In your wildest dreams.
It's hard to say you expect this because he looks unbelievable, but I'm not surprised by it. Dude, he was good at the Senior Bowl. They targeted him. He's a big kid that looks good, can move around, strong arm. I mean, dude, he's right in there with the, you know, we've seen all these guys. I mean, we've seen there's been the Carson Wentz and the Drew Locke and the Josh Allen. And, you know, I think he's kind of in that group. And I mean, he's actually coming out hotter than any of them. So I thought he had a good Senior Bowl, and I think the Chargers have, this is a franchise changer for them.
What a Senior Bowl of running backs. You said it the other day on the show, but what was it? Gibson, Antonio Gibson, Joshua Kelly. There was another one.
Keyshawn Vaughn.
Keyshawn Vaughn. Yeah, Eno too. So yeah, that was a damn good one for sure. I forgot in this. I'm looking over some stuff in this league. If you guys have questions in chat about players, I asked a little bit earlier, but it looks like there's some new viewers. If you have questions about players you should be dropping or players you were considering dropping, you can go ahead and put those in now, and we will answer those questions here as we get to this segment, which is just whether or not I can drop these assholes. So let's just start with Byron. What do you think? Now that he's back, can you drop Duke Johnson?
Yes, you can drop him for any reason if you need to, but especially if you're not a David Johnson owner. I mean, I think you think twice about it if you own David Johnson, but definitely not a must hold.
This guy's asking in the comment section about dropping Matt Ryan for one of these hot quarterbacks like a Justin Herbert. I would not do that.
Mm-mm. I mean, they're playing in shootouts, man.
Sony Michel. To the dumpster with him? Or are you holding out hope for, you know, if he can come back after 3 weeks, or is it just not worth it at this point?
What are you hoping for? I don't know what you're holding out hope for. I mean, you're holding out hope that, I mean, yeah, I think you can drop him if you need to. I mean, truthfully, who are you going to, can you trade him? I don't know. Probably not. So
no, you could trade Sony Michel.
Can't
keep Byron.
Can you trade him to the Damian Harris owner or something like that? No.
Picture putting together a Sony Michel trade in any league that you play in.
That's what I'm saying.
This is a good one. This is a good one, man. Brett Forseth. I had this guy on my list. His peripherals are terrible. Can you drop Tyler Higbee? Tight end's bad. He has big blow-up potential.
Maybe for Schultz or Gronkowski or, you know, like you said, Hurst or Tanyan, if those guys are
available. Hold on. He's asking, is Will Fuller worth an ad now that Bill O'Brien – if Will Fuller is available in your league, you need to pick him up. That's an instant wide receiver two with wide receiver one upside. Yes, he's always worth an ad. He's worth going out and trading for.
Cartwheels, yeah, run to the computer.
Yeah, yeah, pick up Will Fuller for sure. Yeah. Okay. Were you going to finish something about that? Or
I was just going to say, I think Gronk is another guy here. It'll be just interesting to see
how
relevant he can become in the post OJ Howard. I mean, you keep saying how thin tight end is. I think he's actually a sneaky option that's going to help here too.
What about AJ Green?
I think you could drop him if you have to.
Even though he's like one of the league leaders in air yards and all this stuff, those air yards and those end zone targets. Which he also, I was listening to Ratcliffe on SiriusXM. I think Ratcliffe said that I could go check. I haven't looked at our reports that come through at like 1 o'clock on Tuesdays for the the red zone and the end zone target stuff. But he said that AJ Green's tied in the lead for end zone targets too. I think you might hold on to AJ Green and just
yeah,
see.
Yeah, I mean, I think you try to hold him if you can, but if you can't, then I don't think you have to. He's a guy that would be interesting. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he got traded during the season. I'd like to see maybe somebody like Houston trade for AJ Green. Get him out of Cincinnati. I mean, it's overkill for them at this point. He's not the future.
Do you think there's people in the chat just asking about where you are on Alshon Jeffery. He's on the cheat sheet. You can go check and see where Byron has him. I think that sounds like a kind of I'm never interested in drafting Alshon Jeffery, but if I needed a wide receiver bat, I see that as an interesting little midseason pickup, considering the lack of anything else they have out there.
Yeah, I agree. I'm always afraid to get him up too high on any of our products because I know that you can't stand it. But I think Alshon is a very, very viable guy to look at you know, adding it as a stash at this.
Yeah, point. I think that's an interesting little pickup. If Alshon's healthy, it's like that's an interesting little pickup for sure. Somebody's asking about somebody who else I was going to ask you about. What about Marvin Jones?
Drop him. How can you keep him in good conscience at this point if you need to make a pickup? He's been terrible.
All right. What about Mark?
He wasn't really good last year either. I mean, so.
What about 30% snap count Mark Ingram?
I don't think you can drop Mark Ingram. Or you should drop him. I mean, maybe in like an 8-team league or something, but I can't imagine dropping Mark Ingram.
What about J.K. Dobbins? What if he's like the what if you needed to drop him to get Joshua Kelly? I would try and drop a backup quarterback or a backup tight end or something first, but let's just say that it was a short bench and J.K. Dobbins is your worst running back and your worst wide receiver was somebody like a Laviska Shenault or something like that.
I mean, I want to stash him at least as much as I want to stash A.J. Green. So I think it just depends on your situation. You know, I mean, what I've been preaching is if you own those guys and you can't afford the stash, then, like, you know, see if you can trade him to the Mark Ingram owner. You know, if you own some of these other, you know, backup running backs that retain some value and you can't roster them any longer, before you just flat out drop them, see if you can trade them to the owner in your league who, you know, rosters the principal running back in that situation. You know, I think that's at least that's due diligence.
You guys in chat have some good ones, man. They're better than the ones that I came up with. That's why I know why you have some good ones, is because that's what you're thinking. You're thinking about who you're dropping on your own teams right now, getting ready to put your waivers in. What about Fournette? There's no way, right? You can't drop Fournette.
Try not to drop Fournette.
Drop
him, man. You just drop him, and Ronald Jones gets hurt this week, and you'll blow a gas.
These people are asking about Antonio Brown. I have no interest in anything Antonio Brown. I think he's just you'll pick him up this week and you're fucking dropping first thing next week and you will have wasted the roster spot. What about Anthony Miller? He's been cucked. A Golden Sun has been cucked. He's been cucked.
That's what it looks like if you.
He's been cucked by Mooney. He just has.
In a one game sample, he has. I didn't look if that happened at the end of week three when Foles came in or not. I mean, clearly it happened this week. So I think it's definitely makes him a droppable player.
Yeah.
For sure.
Meth Hendricks.
In a deep league, like you could, you know, if you're got nothing but scraps on your waiver wire, like he's a guy in a 14 or 16 team league that could be still rostered.
Meth Henderson asking if this is the smallest spark of hope for AJ Green. Just you can, after the podcast or after the show or the pod, however you're listening, I guess you're watching on YouTube, but just rewind a little bit. We talked all about whether or not we have about the size of our spark of hope for AJ Green. There is a spark. It's beginning to dwindle. Jeff Wilson, drop.
I think so. I mean,
Frank Gore.
I'd drop him. I mean, those guys stink, man. I mean, you get lucky if you need them and you're desperate. You know, it's just you got to get really lucky for those guys to do anything for you.
Tony Pollard, if you're not a scaredy cat Zeke owner that has to have him.
I'm a Zeke owner. I won't drop him, but yeah, if you don't own Zeke, then
if you as a Zeke owner, do you want, if somebody sends you a trade for, say, like, I don't know, somebody sends you a trade like DJ Moore and Tony Pollard for, I don't know, Allen Robinson or something like that, would you take the deal? One of your consolidation trades.
Would I take DJ Moore and Tony Pollard if I owned Zeke and I had Allen Robinson?
Yeah.
Are you saying that we'll go in the other direction?
I'm just saying it's like I'm trying to give the people something where it's like if you have Tony Pollard, maybe don't.
Yeah, I think he's a valuable.
Throw him away.
You're the Zeke owner. It's just what I said about these other guys. That's the only person in your league.
Find the Zeke owner and see if you can make that kind of trade. DJ Moore, by the way, has been cucked. Speaking of guys who've been cucked.
What I would say about what's funny is Trash Man acknowledged that 2 weeks ago. He's far ahead of so many people.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, anyways.
All right. Just a few more. I was going to say
on the Pollard thing. So, like, for instance, with somebody like Zeke, you're going to have to get, you know, you're going to have to give up two good players to get Zeke. Or if you're giving up Zeke, you should be getting two good players in return, guys you feel good about that you think you can start. And to me, like, if you're trying to send somebody, you know, maybe two of those players you think you're selling a little high on, and maybe it's a little bit marginal for Zeke, like, maybe throwing Pollard into it, you know, that, like, probably puts it, maybe it could put something that I think could put a deal over the top.
Right.
Or if you're doing something lesser, you know, if you're doing something lesser at the bottom of your roster, then I think it's enough to, like, you throw in a Pollard and you get the guy back in return. That's going to be a nice flex or wide receiver too.
Well, that's what I was saying, but I wasn't saying I'm trading for Zeke. I'm saying I'm going to the Zeke owner who might want Pollard. And I'm saying, since that person values Pollard the most, I'm going to find him. I'm going to see if there's a player who I like slightly better than one of my players that's on that guy's roster. And I'm going to send the player that I like slightly less plus Tony Pollard to him for the player that I like more. I'm going to open up a slot. I'm going to backfill it with one of these guys at the very bottom of the cheat sheet. Byron calls it a consolidation trade. Okay. Drew Sample, can he be dropped yet? What about KJ Hamler?
I think Sample can be dropped if you need to drop him. Depends on your tight end situation and what your wire looks like. And then Hamler, what's Hamler? It's kind of a stash, right? I mean, you kind of like him when and if Locke gets back in the fold, but I don't think you can really – you're not expecting a whole lot of KJ Hamler at this point.
What about good old Mr. Concussion-prone goose egg himself, your very favorite, your dearest, most special, Brandon Cooks?
I think he can be dropped if he needs to be. You kind of hate doing it. To me, it's a little bit like AJ Green. I'd kind of rather just leave him at the bottom. And, you know, I think at some point, if you have to put him in, it's like not the worst guy to put in just based on the situation. But, it's certainly understandable if you need to drop Brandon Cooks.